Shut up and sit down. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Epic Fail, episode 182. Wow, that just sank in, 182. Anyway. What were you going to say?
Numbers keep getting bigger.
Yeah, it keeps going up by one.
You say them each week, but it's kind of like you scratch your head like, damn, that sounds like a really big number. How did it get that big? It's just 1 week at a time.
Yeah, but it's 182 weeks of us, not necessarily you for all 182, or even me for that matter. There's a couple I missed, but
right, those are the good ones,
probably. As you can tell, Gal was back this week.
Where?
Yeah. How you doing, Gal?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a Saturday night, and Saturday night's all right for fighting, which is part of my news. Yeah. I know you haven't asked yet, but what did I do this week? Well, I made it out to the Elton John Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour on Thursday with my girlfriend and her fam. And that was pretty impressive. The guy's still got so much in the way of musical chops. It is astounding. Class act. And there's some other fun stuff this week, too, aside from the blizzards, the blizz nominees from all the weather terrorists out there trying to scare you. Well, they actually did have some pretty big snowfall. So another one's rolling in tonight. I'll be digging again tomorrow.
Yeah, I spent 2 days doing some digging here, too.
Yep. So, yeah, it's been a pretty fun week. I'm a big music fan, and I don't get to many concerts, and that was a real treat. So, yeah, plus some other fun stuff. How about you, Draven? How's your week been?
I mean, other than, you know, the real life, helping the family with their stuff and, you know, shoveling for a combined, I want to say, 16 hours over 2 days. A lot of snow. I mean, it wasn't a lot of snow. It was just really heavy snow. So it took a long time to do because I was trying to avoid, on the second day especially, hurting my back worse than I did the first day. Mm-hmm. Other than that, though, in-game stuff with Blizzard, I have successfully run the Valentine's Day event 3 times.
Okay.
This year, total. And that was because I was helping someone else with queues, and I happened to have the time to do it. Like, I happened to be on and not really doing anything of importance, in quotations.
Okay.
At that moment. So I was like, yeah, I'll get on a tank so you can run your DPS through faster. So, you know, I did that. That's the only time I went into that place. I haven't looked at it since last year otherwise. Raid night was interesting. Yeah. We got all our farm bosses down, so yay. Then we
got the first four, so opulence went down.
Opulence went down. We had a couple issues, like people going to the wrong side.
It's kind of amazing how often that's been happening.
And, you know. It happens.
But,
you know, so we finally got that situated and all that. And we got that down. A couple of people got some crowns. I got some nice gray items out of the gold on the ground. And then we got to the council? Is it a council or a conclave? Or which one
is
that?
It's called the conclave, but it is definitely a council-style fight.
Yeah, so we got to that. Hex is an issue. Cats are an issue.
Yes.
It's just, you know, you know, it's now, one of those things.
Are you referring to the raptors that come out, or are you referring to the cat that leaps, or are you referring to herding cats as in your friends who are raiding with you?
I'm going to say
that night this week.
I'm going to say yes to all three of those.
Yes to all three. Okay. Okay. Roger, roger.
People didn't seem to understand that if the raptors catch you, you're probably going to die. The cat needs to, the person getting targeted with by the leaping cat needs to not be near the tank or healers. And fair Hex point. And Hex should not over, you know, overlap with where the tank is.
Fair point.
Yeah. Yep. So all easily fixed things. It's just a matter of doing it. But yeah.
See, I'm listening to your report on Raid Night because I wasn't there. I was
yeah. So we got all the way there. We did manage to get to the last two bosses, you know, the last combination there.
Kimball
a couple
and,
times in Akunda. Yeah.
Akunda Matata.
Yeah, we got there a couple times. We didn't get it down. So by the end of the night, we kind of figured if we don't get it down, you know, we may or may not. The person doing the quote-unquote raid leading in voice chat was saying, I'm not expecting us to kill it, but, you know, I hope we get to see this part again. And I'm just like, so I started typing in, you guys, if you know, if we kill it, we don't have to listen to the 45-minute strat on Monday. Ironically, I think we got the best pull of the night on that boss whenever I said that. We still didn't kill it, but I think it was the best pull.
Well, for our chat room who probably already knows, Draven's alluding to threatening the raid with listening to me explain the fight 45 minutes on Monday. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm usually the audible raid leader in the group, basically being the voice of Howland, for better or for worse.
Oh, only not as spicy as when Howland types.
Man! He's been Caliandro lately.
Yeah, he's. I mean, understandable. Caliandro. It's people. Sometimes the same. Sometimes you get a random. Okay, you usually don't make mistakes, but still, we should have this down by now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
I have some tweaks. Do you remember the order that they went down? Did we do the regular order?
We used the regular order. They're talking about.
We should be switching it on Monday, I think.
Yeah, I think that was gone by Discord for the raid team. That was what it sounded like they might be doing. Other than that, I've been doing quite a bit of Overwatch this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw you post a highlight.
Yeah, I took a break from Reaper for a long time because I started playing Junkrat and I started getting really good at Junkrat. And then Ash came out. And I'm like, I'm just going to play Ash, because if nothing else, Ash is fun, and if nothing else, Bob is an extra body out there to shoot things, and he auto-targets.
So, I will give you credit. You can explain more, but so Draven posted in our channel a highlight reel of himself, where he's on Reaper. He takes out one of the enemy team members, and then Mercy rezzes the whole team.
I took out Orisa, who was already low health, to be fair. And then Mercy jumped in to rez. And so I killed Mercy, which popped my alt, enabled the alt to be popping. So I popped the alt and I killed the rest of the team.
Yeah, he went full Death Blossom, for those of you who remember the last Starfighter, and wiped out. Not only did he kill Orisa once, but after the post-rez. So he had 7 kills on that highlight reel, is that correct? Mercy,
something
you
like
still
that.
Got
yeah.
Mercy. Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I got a few, and it was great because in game the Mercy was like, I ain't even mad.
when someone pulls the trigger like that, you kind of have to just.
Yeah, it just so
damn,
happened. That,
son.
It just so happened the alt
nice
popped at the right time. So yeah, I had fun there. I haven't been getting that many kills on all of them, but I've been playing a lot of Reaper this week because I'm like, some games are better than others, and some, you know, In some games, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to E up here. I'm going to do, you know, I do this, and I do really good. And then some games, Widowmaker just like, ping, you're dead. Or McCree is just like, here's the stun grenade. I'm going to, fan the hammer at you, and you're going to die because I'm right on you. And I'm like, oh, man. So things happen.
There are times, those of us who play Overwatch, you know, like where you've got your Junkrat tire out, and the team res is in front of you, and you drop the tire in there, and you get a cluster of kills. Usually it's good for 3 or 4 or 5. Almost never does a Mercy do a full team res, like
She can't do that anymore. She just res one person.
Well, yeah, but the whole team was there. So
the whole team just happened to be clustered right there because it was on the it was on the payload point.
So Orisa goes down, there's a res, and then wipes out Mercy and kills the team.
Pretty much, yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Death anymore. Blossom didn't kill the soldier. I got the soldier on like a shot or two later.
Fine.
We got a team kill.
And
then some, because killed someone, they got res. So technically it was like a team and plus.
It was 7 kills on the highlight reel.
Yes. And very impressive. Chat room and Alessandra in particular saying, the whole team was on the payload. What the heck?
Right. Yes. That's one of those the least believable.
But there's proof, which is why it got posted. I was like, yeah, I used Death Blossom on the payload, and I got a team kill. No one would believe that, which is why you provide video evidence.
Right.
But, yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. I bought a couple more Overwatch League skins, but we'll get into that here in a bit.
Yeah, there's some quality Overwatch League news today.
Yeah.
Quality.
Let's see. Other than that, in terms of Blizzard games, that was really about it. Some WoW, mostly doing the emissaries and raiding, and then the invasions when those happen. I'll do one or two of them, depending. Haven't done time walking yet, simply because it only rewards normal gear, and all of my max level characters don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it has to Titan Forge for it to be better, so I might do it on my 2 Demon Hunters, but my Paladin, I'm not even going to bother. Because it's just, the odds of it being worth it is just not there.
Yeah, the gear has been, I don't know if you mentioned this, I don't know if it was on last week's channel this week. Draven landed a 425 Titan Forged trinket, which for a lot of people is best in class.
Like the warrior we have in our group.
Yep. And he's I simmed it, can't use it, because the Dark Moon Fair deck is better.
Yep. I have to get Titan Forged PvP trinkets.
Mm-hmm. How much PvP do you do again?
Not much, right. Usually.
That's right.
But I literally have to do like arenas, not battlegrounds. I have to go into arenas to get the trinkets that arena. I need. So
I both love arena and I hate arena.
Yeah. So I mean, I know where my skill level is. For it to get to the level I need it to be, I don't have that level of skill. So I have put no effort into it. Like, I would have to be lucky to the point where that 425 trinket would be best in slot for the rest of the expansion. Or I could talk to Blizzard and be like, hey, you know that 425 trinket I can't use? Can I just make that a weapon instead? I got this one right here already picked out. It's the ones from King's Rest, by the way, in case anyone's curious.
KR.
Yeah. Still running that almost every week. I actually have the key for it, so I might try to do that after the show tonight.
But we'll see if I have time. I might offer to go with you.
Other than that, for like non-Blizzard stuff, there is my D&D group on Sunday, and then I was doing the DM thing last night for Barf and Silver and Zeph and Carrie and Turrets.
Right. I saw Torx posting about that on the old Twitter machine.
Yeah. Last night was the first time they had to deal with magic damage against them.
Damn.
They were not expecting a fireball because they were clumped up in a dark cave with a torch with things that can see in the dark. And there was a magic use. They were
by far my favorite conventional spell in all of Dungeons and Dragons.
I almost killed somebody with that one spell. He got Iggy was the other person.
You evaded. Okay.
Yeah, Carrie's all playing a rogue, so she made her dexterity save, which means she would have taken half damage, but she's a rogue, so means she takes no damage because rogues are OP. As someone who's played a rogue, I can agree with that.
But without looking, nerd cred, who can tell me what a basic material component is for the casting of the mage spell Fireball? Level 3, magic user.
I'm going to go with, it is one of those things that we used to send Darius in CTR back in Throne of Thunder, which is called Bat Guano.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Good cred.
But, yeah, so they got to deal with that for the first time ever. The cleric, the healer of the group, got down to 6 hit points. I gotta make sure he's updated his health, because that doesn't seem right. But you never know.
He might have eaten 78 wheels of cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, wait! Wrong game.
Yeah, so it was just... well, no, it was... I don't know if he updated his base health prior to...
So Carrie figured out the trap.
Yeah, there was a pendulum trap that she figured out. One of multiple different ways they could have figured it out or gotten past it without issue, but they figured it out, and now we had to stop mid combat simply because of time. Started late, had a break due to Silver had a real life issue involving her upstairs neighbor and water leakage from their apartment again.
Oh, terrible.
Yes, I said again. And then we had to stop earlier than normal simply because people had stuff to do today.
Gotcha. Still good.
Yeah, so we got some game time in.
Share, tune in, post it on your tweet machine that you like watching.
Yeah, we get some people watching, and then we don't know when we're going to continue just because real life is a thing, and with that many people, without having a set day ahead of time. They people signed up for a one shot, and that was session 4. Mm-hmm. So our one shot has turned in. I'm calling it a mini campaign. It's like, okay, you have one quest.
What is your quest? To find the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue. No, green. Ah.
Anyway, that's been my week. I got my Wizard D&D game tomorrow. That'll be entertaining.
Nice.
I'm either going to be the cause of us not killing our entire group or the cause of the killing of the group. And I think we're going to find out tomorrow. So that'll be stressful. Anyway, we should probably go ahead and do a Blizzard news show. Because that's kind of what we do-ish. So, good news. There's no bad news coming out of Blizzard this week.
True.
So that's good news.
I guess the most I've noticed is the fact that conventional sites that I would normally go to for seeing video game industry news have had a number of both reporting pieces and opinion pieces on what happened last week or the week before this. So, like you said, the good news is there's no new news in that direction.
Well, I mean, there is. It's not directly Blizzard, but there is also news similar. Another game company is experiencing the layoff thing too. So it's not just Blizzard and Activision Blizzard that it's happening to. It's everywhere. So it's not good news, but at the same time, that makes last week's news less. I don't want to say less bad because people lost jobs, but
so I did want to share a little bit of perspective I saw on that. And that is that even though there's record revenue right now, one of the things that they've done by doing these severance packages and layoffs and whatnot is they're seeing their downstream, like 1 year from now, what will the balance sheets look like between revenues versus expenses include people. So this could be an industry indicator that these companies are seeing a shallow product development cycle, meaning they don't have a lot of new intellectual properties coming to maturity in their cycle within a year. Yeah. And so they're trying to make sure that their companies are lean so that the revenues in, you know, a couple of quarters from now will still be matching the expenses or costs.
We do know that there's nothing quote unquote major coming out of Blizzard next year. That means Classic is not considered major because they're not charging extra for it. That's just, if you're paying for a WoW sub, you get it.
Right.
Warcraft 3 Reforged is either not considered major or...
it'll be a small intellectual... Yeah. It's already... they're not expecting it to be a multi-million copies sold release, like a new expansion of World of Warcraft.
No, it's gonna... It'll do well, but it's not gonna be, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, well.
Right.
It'll do what it does.
I'm sure Hearthstone will continue making money for them, and Overwatch League hopefully will, you know, Overwatch League will hopefully still be going strong.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see that get a road bump, frankly, because I'm really enjoying where they're at.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye on news. I don't have anything concrete to report there, except for that it's what's already known. They're not as happy with the growth of it. But, you know, you have these other games. Like, no one expected Fortnite to happen, and then no one expected Apex to happen. So... there's gonna be bumps along the way. It's just, will it still be around and continue? I can now say that I have played the Paris map.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see that one. I haven't done it yet.
It's fun, but then again, I've been playing as Reaper almost a lot, and it seems like a map designed for him because it's all corners and like not tunnels, but like you can, since he's got his little teleport, you can teleport across different pieces without being seen, and excuse me, you can get behind the enemy group real quick and easy, and if they're not expecting it and you have your ult, that's a dead team. But
yeah, so people I did worried... not see
oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I didn't see any emails from Alessandra.
I didn't either, but I'll be honest, I did not check my email for the show today or yesterday due to just limited time.
That's all right.
So if you sent one, Alessandro, I apologize. I will look at it and we will do all that. Okay, she said she did. Okay. So, I mean, StarCraft, I'll just start there with StarCraft stuff. There's always tournaments going on. I unfortunately have not been able to keep up on it this particular week. I know there's stuff going on. And in all honesty, the Pylon show, if you want StarCraft news, that's where you want to go, because it's a multi-hour show dedicated to StarCraft. I've been able to listen to bits and pieces of it. It is much better than what we could do. They go in more depth than we'd be able to do. They have more insight, and they're just better at the game than I am, because put me in against other people, I'm terrible. Put me against a computer, I'm not bad. That being said, I did actually load up StarCraft this week. I didn't mention that. It was Sunday night.
Really?
I loaded up StarCraft 2. One of the streamers that I follow and whenever I can and all that decided he does a sub night on Sundays, and excuse me, StarCraft was Sunday. And we played a bunch of games over there. And there was one game, I don't remember what it was called, but this was after the stream ended. We played from 12 a.m. my time to 6 a.m. my time. I stayed up really late playing StarCraft.
How'd you not mention this earlier? Are you just toying with Alessandra's heart?
Yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
But there was this one, it was in the arcade. I don't know what kind, I don't remember the name of the game. But there was one hunter, one zealot hunter, and he was all big and powered up. or he could be, and he was hunting down everybody, and we had to, like, protect our bases and all that. The map we got versus I ended up being one of the defender people. And the map we got, I chose
base. Did you play Bastion? Oh,
kind of.
StarCraft too. I'm sorry.
Kind of, I did, yeah. Even in StarCraft, there was... in StarCraft, you have ramps and all that. But in front of the ramp were lines of high ground. And turrets all the way down it. And these particular turrets can fire in the air or in the ground. But because it's a completely ground-based thing, all you have to do is worry about the ground. And I lined both of them up. I had 12 defensive turrets in my area there. They could not get in. And when they saw what happened, because they just let me go, by the time they got to me and they got rid of everyone, even with all of the other players, they could not get in.
Wow. You went absolute Torbjorn on them.
Huh? I went if Torbjorn could build bastions and multiple of them and hit as hard as Widowmaker's headshots.
See, that's, I think that should be a thing. I think Torbjorn should be able to express heal Bastion.
Yeah, so it was yeah, I don't remember the name of the game though, is a problem. I just know there was one Protoss Zealot guy, and the other was like the other team was Probe, and you had to build your bases and kind of thing. I don't remember what it was called. But we had fun. Everyone was like, that's the best defense of this map I've ever seen. And these are from people who play. Like, we should not have ignored you. I was like, I know. You gave me free defense. That was fun.
Did that give you a win later?
Well, it wasn't like a win. My team ended up winning. But by the end of the game, I was the only one still on my team, because when the hunter person kills someone, they have the option of helping me or helping him. And okay. Generally people will be like, hey, I'm just going to help him because it'll make the game go faster.
Okay.
They couldn't get into my base. It was a high ground setting of like an M.
Access denied.
Pretty much, yeah. I just built up. They were just like, oh my god, when they saw what I did. It was great.
Hi, I'm Draven playing StarCraft.
That would have been about 12 of him. 16. I had 16 turrets defending my entrance to my base. And they couldn't get past it. It was great.
Yikes.
Anyway, moving on. Diablo, there's actually a bit of news, sort of.
Okay.
They extended the season. Saying, this is one of our most popular seasons, so we're going to let you play it longer. And then there's people like me, like, I haven't logged into Diablo this season.
Like, that's kind of a surprise. I mean, that's a good surprise, but a surprise. I mean, we basically handed them an opportunity to continue using existing content for player entertainment. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if it's more popular, let it. I think it was more that they saw when it was going to end, and they were like, that's a bad weekend to end it on. Let's just extend it by a couple. That's just me. That's the cynical side of me. That's how I would look at it, but more power to them. I know there's a lot of people on my friends list that are playing Diablo a lot, and not
yes.
WoW.
Well, specifically... we got one teammate that, I say teammate because I still can't remember the team, I Run to Drink, who streams it fairly regularly in between doing variety streaming of the latest, yeah, greatest, hottest new thing out there.
That's kind of what you got to do.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
I know, it bums me out. See, if I actually like had the time to like try to pro stream, I'd have to make a business out of it so I could deduct that stuff, because it's too expensive to just be acquiring those new games all the time.
Yeah, I play a lot of games whenever I have a chance, but usually not when they're new. Like, right. I literally had never played Mass Effect until the end of Warlords of Draenor, and the only reason I played it then was because it was freaking Warlords of Draenor, and I had nothing left to do. All my characters were maxed out in raid gear, even though I didn't raid on most of them.
I've been playing through Knights of the Old Republic lately, which, again, we're talking free Unreal Engine for BioShock, or BioWare.
Yeah. That was when I played Witcher 3. I want to go through it again. I just haven't had the time with everything else going on to do it. So it's just like, well, eventually.
So here's the funny thing. Just for fun, while you were talking, I logged into StarCraft 2. Oh my god, they got a lot of achievements.
Yeah.
There's over 10,000 games of StarCraft being played right at this moment.
In the U.S., on the NA servers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a dead game. It's just, it doesn't get a lot of coverage because you have esports, and there are, like, in our case, we don't cover it too much because I know of other shows that cover it way better.
This may have been the first time I actually logged in because I just got BlizzCon 2016, 2017, and 2018 loot achievements.
Yeah, I logged in and I had 3 minutes of achievements pop up.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. Yeah,
which isn't the most I've seen. I actually saw someone who recorded it. He had 18 minutes of achievements. Just constantly spamming his...
Ba-ching, ba-ching, ba-ching.
Yeah, just constantly spamming his screen. Let's see. So yeah, Diablo Season Extended. We mentioned StarCraft. Heroes! Here's the news for Heroes!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, there really hasn't been a lot. They had a patch where they reworked a couple heroes. I'll be honest, I haven't logged into Heroes since... It's been a while.
Don't take that as a Heroes isn't a good game to play.
No, it's a great game.
It's a great game. I love spending time playing Heroes of the Storm. I just cannot escalate it to a... You know, I have not had the time. Like, my life is too busy right now.
Yeah,
otherwise, I wouldn't make time.
Between my lack of time and then my lack of... Well, ever since their announcement that they were gutting the team, making it, and got rid of HGC, I just haven't felt the to go play it.
Right.
So, I'm part of the problem on this one. I will freely admit it. I'm part of why it got gutted, because they announced that I stopped playing. I acknowledge I am part of the problem here. I just cannot bring myself to play it.
So I think, though, they probably caused that to themselves a little bit. That announcement.
A bit, yeah, for Heroes in particular. The rest of the stuff, that's people being people. But I hear there's a little bit of Hearthstone, maybe not news, but information that we can deal with for those of us who care.
Yes, there is Hearthstone news, and yes, I have information for it. And I was not on the show last week, but last week was week one of a progressive tavern brawl, which is the Gurabashi Arena. It's the Rostikon's Rumble Tavern Brawl. So both players get to pick one of the nine classes with a pre-made deck list, which is pretty strong. And the first week, you got to pick it out, and rewards, there was an accompanying quest that playing three quests gave you a Rostikon's Rumble pack. And of course, winning a match in the Tavern Brawl awards you one classic pack. So this is week two of the Rostikon's Rumble, and it's still the same nine avatars from the new Horde Troll scenario, but the decks are all different this week, featuring different spirit totems that are all from the solo play. If you've played the solo, there is a solo Rostikon's Rumble mission group that you can play, and you get a totem that represents your Loa, and when your opponent kills it, you start off with it active, and it's very powerful. When your opponent kills it, it has a timer based on its health of like 3 turns before it comes back to life, and it stays there on the map, and you can still modify it and things like that. Long story short on that is that it's very fun to play the Roscon's Rumble in PvP format instead of just the solo mode. And because they're shuffling the decks every week on what totems and what cards are going with them, you're basically going to see a potpourri of many different deck builds that they're providing for you, and you don't have to have the cards to play. So it's a great opportunity to get 2 free packs of cards just for playing, and if you can get a win, that is, and see the new sets. So I think this is a good feature with regards to exposing people for free to the content and possibly letting them decide whether or not they're interested in going further with that. So free to play, even if you feel like sometimes you have to pay to win. That's fair, right? Okay.
All right, a little bit of tech issues there. Had to reset Discord real brief. It switched servers because it was, I could hear the robot. I'm sure everyone else could too, because it's based off of what I hear.
I asked in chat a little earlier because you sounded a little robotish.
Yeah, we had that issue last night in Discord, and we switched servers, and it seemed to fix it. So,
gotcha.
With luck. Okay, so that's all you got for Hearthstone?
That's pretty much the skinny in Hearthstone. Go play.
If you're interested, go play it. I don't play it anymore. When I did play, I did enjoy it. I just didn't want to throw more money at it, and I felt like I needed to keep up. So I stopped.
What a downer you are.
I know. I get that a lot.
Tespa Collegiate is out for Hearthstone and the games except Heroes. What does Tespa stand for? I have forgotten.
I know it's a college-based thing, obviously, because it's Tespa Collegiate. I don't remember what they stand for. We'll come back to that. We have some...
A network of college clubs founded to promote gaming culture and host the best college esports events and competitions. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of basic TLDR version of what just got said. There's a lot of college level tournaments out there for all the Blizzard games except for Heroes.
Wouldn't it be funny if the community did more with Heroes of the Storm after its demise than...
Well, they couldn't do it during... Blizzard did. They couldn't do anything community-related while HGC was going because Blizzard was...
Wishful thinking, I suppose.
Anyway, we have Overwatch news of the esports variety. We normally don't cover too much of esports simply because generally there's better, but this is noteworthy. Shanghai Dragons, the team that went all defeated last year, got their first win. Hence why the title screen is what it is.
Heroes never die! Congratulations to the Shanghai Dragons. Oh my god, it's been...
Yeah. It's been a year.
So does that put them, I think that...
1-42.
1-42.
Yep. Well, that's what the...
Wow.
That's a good start. That was their plan. Get the 42 losses, because 42. They went full meta on this. Now they're going to get 42 wins in a row. And then they're just going to quit.
Wow. I mean, it's good. I'm thrilled that they got a win. It was a quality win, per se. So, hopefully there will be more soon. It's nice to see parity. I'll start to appear.
Oh, parity. Okay, I thought you said parity.
parity, like P-A-R-I-T-Y, as in like,
yeah,
not everyone's a loser, and you know, not just some losers and all winning. You know, just
I heard P-A-R-O-D-Y. I was like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, them winning isn't a parody, kind of, mostly. But anyway, at the top of the show, I said I bought some more Overwatch League skins.
Yep.
I bought some more Shanghai Dragon skins.
Nice.
They're kind of unofficially the team I'm rooting for, I guess. Like, I've got a couple skins. Like, I've got a Widowmaker for New York Excel. I've got a Houston Outlaws Junkrat. And then, even prior to, I had the Shanghai Dragons D.Va because Grigori. But, so yeah, I bought a couple more of the Shanghai Dragon skins. Just because, you know, yay, they won. And get a question from chat. Do you use in-game gold for it? Kind of. You can use money to buy tokens for the Overwatch League system to get the things, or you just watch Overwatch League with your BattleNet account attached to Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's up, you're accumulating points. This season so far, I've earned enough to get a skin. So you just watch it and you're going to get skins. I've got
to tune in more.
Yeah, I've got several hundred skins. Several hundred skins. I've got, actually, maybe.
What?
I've got several hundred tokens, I should say.
That would make more sense.
Just from watching. So. Because every now and then they do a thing and you could randomly select it. Here's a free 100. Here's a free 1,000. I won 1,000, but I've won the 100 one twice.
So I follow the Philadelphia Fusion, and they've got a mascot whose name is it Twitch? I think it is.
I don't know.
There aren't a whole lot of teams with mascots yet. So he was following around the team and having breakfast with, like, the mascot was having breakfast with him at the team house and whatnot. So that's a thing that's happening, and. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that's strange, at least to my mind, a lot of the expansion teams are doing way better than the teams that were there last year.
I hadn't thought of that.
Week one and week two, because I think this is week three, most of them were still undefeated. Like, wow. Even to the map level. Not
gritty.
Not serious.
Gritty is the mascot's name, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of them were still undefeated, even at a map level. Like, they're winning their series, like, 3-0, 4-0. Like, not dropping maps. I'm just like, what the heck? Maybe we didn't have the right people the first year.
It could be.
People get signed, and that's how it happens. And I know one person in particular wasn't old enough, and I'm still waiting to... I didn't get a chance to see them play, so I don't know what's going on there, but I also haven't... It's been on, I just haven't been able to watch it as much. It is what it is. But yeah, Paris is out on a map. The arcade, the main thing in the arcade is running Paris. Just a regular game, just it's guaranteed to be Paris. You can get it in quick play.
Okay.
So that's nice. I do not believe you can get it in competitive. I think that'll be after the season changeover, which is Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday? You have like a couple days before the season ends. It's like 4 days. So Wednesday, maybe. Sometime in the next few days. You have about 4 days as of live showing. So if you're watching us next week, it's already passed.
Yes.
Yeah. With that, I guess that just leaves WoW. We're breezing through because there's not a whole lot this week, which is both refreshing and sad. Because I remember listening to podcasts when there was no news at all from any game, and it's like, what do you talk about?
Right.
So I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. And I just have this sinking feeling that it, maybe not yet, but it might here soon. Anyway, on a happier news, the MDI, Mythic Dungeon Invitational. They gave us an update on how it works.
Yep. I don't have a group for that yet.
Yeah.
So if you guys are out there, you know, hook me up.
Yeah. If someone wants to carry me through, like, 20s, that'll be great. 23s would be better. And then 25, I'd be more than happy to let you carry me. I can't even get into groups for 10, let alone 20s. Geez.
Man. I do like the format. This allows for everyday players to put together teams. And if they perform well enough in the format, because it's, what's it called? It's not a challenge. It's a
time trial.
Yeah, but it's the I forget what they call it in the game. It's like a, it's not like a scenario. It's something specific. But I don't know how to actually do it in game. Is there a different set of instructions for how to sign up for it in the game, or is it just if your score that week is high enough, it registers you?
I would imagine if it's an in-game thing, you don't sign up for it. It just happens.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd probably have to go to like a website and sign up. But you probably, my understanding of it would be if it is in game, because I'm not participating, so I didn't go over the details with a comb, because I'm not looking for little yogurt in the sand.
We ate fountain. Okay, keep going.
You got the reference at least.
Of course.
If you scored high enough, you probably, your account would get an email saying, "Hey, you qualified. Would you like to enter?" Kind of thing. And you'd either be like, "Yeah," or "Nah, I'm just running for fun."
Yeah.
Either way, it's going. You got to qualify. You got your time trials. You got the LAN. And then you got another set of them later. Eventually, boom, for the finals. Yay.
It'll be interesting to see how people adapt.
Yeah, some of these dungeons, depending on the affixes, I'm just like, I don't even like them on 8.
Right.
Let alone the numbers they're going to be running.
A lot of the steam I saw had to do with Blood Death Knights. And that's going to be popular again. There's some things that are going to be fairly consistent between last year and this year with strategies that people use.
Blood Death Knight is the mythic tank. Yeah. They have, between their self-healing, the fact that they can take less damage because they can put a blood shield on them. I'm going to smear myself with blood. You can't hit me.
It's other people's blood.
Oh, fair, but yeah, they're going to be the popular tank, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the popular healer is going to be, but I imagine Rogue is going to be fairly popular just for the AoE
right.
Stealth buy stuff. Demon Hunters DPS, I want to say, will probably be a thing, just because they can AoE everything down so fast.
Right.
I mean, depending on how high it is, it'll take a little longer, but you spec right, you can take a Demon Hunter, like, if I'm on one of my Demon Hunters, I almost have no issue getting into any group, even if they're like, "Have you done this?" Like, on my Paladin, but not on this one. It doesn't matter, you've done it, you're in. What's your eye level? That's literally what they ask after I'm invited. So
it's good enough.
Yeah, I'm like, good enough. It's good enough. It's in 380s on both of them.
You're not going to hold them back at a 380 eye level wise. It's going to be performance wise.
My first Demon Hunter is like a 386. My second one, which is now almost a month old, I think, is actually a higher item level because it's Alliance, and we had those 400 quests. So it's actually a higher item level than a character that has been for an alt character that and has actually done raids and stuff. I'm just like, catch-up mechanics are strong, man. But wasn't complaining either. So yeah, the MDI, woohoo! I'm gonna do these out of order here. We're gonna do this next one last.
What? Okay.
Just because it's not live.
Okay.
So, we were talking opulence earlier, and how certain people can't figure out which side is left, which side is right. Fire and which side is not fire.
I did get a crown off of opulence on my DK this week.
Yay.
I was thrilled, and I got the little shrinky gem, and people were absolutely, they love it. The little shrinky gem was so much fun.
Pro tip for anyone who is in a group with anyone who has Longboy, if you have the shrinky gem, have them get on Longboy, the 5 million gold mount, and then use the gem on them.
Truth.
It is hysterical.
It's adorable.
But opulence got I don't want to call it a nerf. Players got buffed against opulence. More specifically, pet class players got buffed.
Is it sort of, yeah. It is a net buff to pet classes. But there is a legit reason behind it.
It wasn't applying properly. Correct. It was a fix. Technically it's a buff, but it's a buff because something wasn't working right. And that is a couple of the gems, the benefits of the gem were not being applied to the pet.
Right.
So,
and that's important and valid because, you know, someone who doesn't have to rely on a pet getting the full benefit of these gems versus, let's say, a Beastmaster Hunter where 60% or more of their damage could be coming from the pet. Why pick up a gem ever? And then why bother? Why bring into those classes at all?
I ask our raid team that every week. Why are we bringing Beastmaster Hunter? They're garbage. Apparently now there might be a reason. And not just the 45-minute strategies.
At least they'll be competitive again on the
charts. Which reminds me. Note to self. Hot butter popcorn onto bars. So yeah.
Funny.
Pets and their classes have gotten buffed for that particular fight. Yay.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Which, I know it was two gems. It was the opal. And I'm looking. Pull up the page here to be 100% sure.
So I've got that hotfix right here. The emerald, which is funny because I was actually mostly grabbing the ruby because the hit frequency was fast for me, and other people would die. So. Yeah, whatever.
Having someone stay alive is way more important than anything else for the ruby, just because it ups the damage.
Yep.
I've started taking the emerald, I believe. Simply because as long as I stand still, my damage goes up. I was top DPS on opulence this week because I didn't have to move.
That makes more sense. I might actually take the opal gem now.
Well, I had to move once, and that was because I got the gold thing that you have to run out for.
Sure.
But then I just did that at the last, like, people were like, get out. And I was like, I got 5 seconds left. Shush. I'm a paladin. You don't have to worry about it.
He's got so many ponies in his pocket, it's not even funny.
Well, I mean, that much movement, it goes back, the buff goes back down to zero. I was maximizing how fast or how much time I'd get maxed out on it. So.
Oh, Dark Shore is up to 400 now. Huh? I thought it was 400 before.
Yeah, it was 400 before. I think we just took it over.
Good.
So if that's the case, because I know Horde just took over the other one.
Off again, the Dark Shore.
Yeah, if we just took over Dark Shore, that's what I'm first doing. Anyway, unrelated. Yay. And another thing they fixed, aka they nerfed players in, well, no, they kind of just nerfed Jaina, I guess. The troll racial voodoo shuffle, which reduces movement impairing things like slows by 20%, which made Jaina a lot easier for certain, we'll just say, horde characters.
Yes.
That no longer is affected, but to make up for that, they just nerfed it by 20% anyway, for the duration.
Ah, so it's an overall nerf instead of having the trolls deal with it the way the rest of us did.
Yeah. Well, great. Now they're dealing with it. Now everyone's dealing with it the way they were, is basically what it is.
That annoys me.
As much as I hate to say, like, racials are OP, there are some that are OP, and some of them are situationally OP.
Yeah, like Mythic First Racing OP right there.
Well, okay, that's... For that particular fight, that racial could be considered OP.
Yeah.
Having... As I play a human character for the most part, and having the basically get-out-of-jail-free card, where I can just break almost any CC because I decide to. That can be OP in certain situations. There's a lot of fights where it's turned off, so you don't get benefit of it. Happens. It's fine. Blood Elves. Over Zul in Uldir. They had an OP racial there. So... what I'm trying to say here is, as long as it's not always this one race that is OP nonstop for the majority of fights or raids, mm-hmm. I don't mind having things like trolls being OP on this one fight. Yeah, it was for the world first and that helped, but mm-hmm. I don't mind things like that, is what I'm saying. As long as it's not the same one over and over and over every time.
So I think there should definitely be a fight where being able to acquire languages and reputations faster than other people gives you a definite edge.
Humans don't get to get languages at all outside of what they can, like, they're the same as everyone else. As for reputation, yeah, that's not raid OP. That's just access to vendors OP.
Well, maybe they'll make some raid which incorporates having to acquire faction or something like that.
Yeah, they did that in Burning Crusade, and people hate... Well, looking back, people kind of liked it, but at the time, people were like, this sucks.
Oh, funny.
So, I don't think they're going to do that again.
Which raid required you to acquire faction during the fight?
You had to get attuned to certain things, and having the racial faster made that a little easier.
No, I mean like during the fight half time.
Oh, no, not during the fight. This was to get into the raid.
I know. Like, I know what you're talking about now.
Black Temple had it. And,
right, but my Serpent point is just like the troll racial gives them an advantage like that, there should be one for the... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you play a human. Here, we have items. You have to stop DPSing for a second, but this will be helpful.
Right.
Come over and buy something, and as long as you survive, you can't die.
Oh, God. That's funny.
But, yeah, as long as it's not the same race over and over, I don't mind if a race is overpowered for a fight.
This is a systemic Horde versus Alliance balance inequity.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
I mean, it happens, but I will point it out, and I'll be like, man, I wish the Alliance had something like that so we could actually have a world first. In truth, I don't care.
No. Jimmy cracks corn.
Yeah. At this point, we've all pretty much decided that the Horde is the one who's going to get world first because that's where all the top guilds are. Because they have either the best racials, or that's just where they are. It doesn't matter. That's where they are at. All right. Did we mention that? We got Time Walking for... Is this week Burning Crusade? I believe it's Burning Crusade.
Yes. TBC.
TBC. The expansion of which I started playing.
Seems like such a long time ago that we had Peace and Quiet in Azeroth.
Yeah, I know. I literally started playing either just before or just after Sunwell came out. Because I remember trying to get into Sunwell with the server's top guild, and I had no business trying to get into there. Like, I hadn't even cleared Kara, and I just did not understand. I was still playing Rhett. I was bad at it. Worse at it. I didn't break nearly as many fights, but I did gem attack power, not strength.
Aw.
Because the number was higher, and I did not
understand. Back in the day.
And I did not understand that there was a difference. That one strength was worth more than the two attack power. I did not know that.
I liked the island for a while when it was popular. It's kind of a ghost town now.
The Isle of Cheese Danish, as I call it, because I heard that somewhere and it just kind of stuck in my head.
The Isle of Cheese Danish.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to make time for the time walking this week because, like we discussed earlier, it's a normal loot piece and that's not going to help any of my characters.
Well, I mean, like for my alt, my demon hunters, I might get a piece. If it Titan Forges, that's better. Like if both of them, like if I do it on both of my demon hunters and they both Titan Forge, I will run it on my paladin. Because clearly something is broken. It's Titan Forging way too often.
It's not supposed to Titan Forge, right?
I mean, it can.
I guess.
It's the same as the chest. Just because you cleared a mythic plus two doesn't mean that you can't get a 425.
You know what? I have something really positive to say about the time walking this week. It's not from Warlords of Draenor.
Yeah. I'm fine with that happening. I just didn't want it to happen yet. It's too soon.
Yeah, we spent so much extra time in that expansion that I'm just like, it might be years before I get over that.
Yeah, I mean, there were some nice dungeons in there. I'll give them that. It's still too soon to do it, in my opinion. Maybe they feel like they know better. Maybe they're right.
I don't know. How many times I ran Shadow Moon Burial Ground, I couldn't even tell you. And it's just...
If the current system with the Titan Forging and Mythic Pluses and all that was the same back then as it is now,
Maybe it would have been more tolerable.
Maybe. Simply because there might have been that one drop that never dropped, but you keep running anyway because you're like, that would be my best in slot if it Titan Forges all the way up.
There was just nothing else to do.
Well,
there was such big gaps where everyone was on their fifth alt.
Hey, we did get the selfie camera. You can't tell me that wasn't fun.
I still use it.
I every now and then, like, if I'm running one of my alts.
They lied to us on April 1st saying that we were going to get the Tinder system for our pets, for our battle pets.
That's because it was on April 1st. That wasn't a lie.
I know! So the Tinder system was supposed to be the T-I-N-D-E-R. It was supposed to be one where you would match up your pets and they would breed new pets for you with slightly different stats, like Chocobo racing all over again, which was fascinating looking.
If we do not get WoW Pokemon, like Pokemon Go, but for WoW, if we don't actually get that, I would not be surprised that joke, while it will be called something different, will happen on mobile soon-ish, like within the next year or two.
That could be.
But if we get the WoW Pokemon thing, then I don't think that'll happen anytime soon. But anyway.
Well, I think that's about everything that we could possibly talk about for World of Warcraft.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Except for the thing that I mean, there's other things, but a lot of it's PTR spoiler stuff, so I don't want to cover it. This thing isn't really spoilery as much as it is fun.
It's fluffy.
It's fluffy.
It's so fluffy.
They've data mined alpaca. Possibly for mounts. Like player mounts. Yeah. Does this mean
More dromedaries in World of Warcraft. Yeah, Rideable dromedaries.
Does this mean we're going to get these guys as mounts? Who knows? Does this mean the Volpira are actually going to be an allied race? And with the Apaka as their racial mount?
What if it's a hex?
Maybe.
Like the Emperor's New Groove. You hex someone into an Alpaca.
Anything is possible. We don't really know. But it was just something that was there that I was like, that's funny. We should have something funny in there just in case, you know, any joke we may decide to try to tell ends up, you know, falling flat like most of them do. So, put the Alpaca in there. Yay. Do you think, and this will be the last thing before we get on out of here because we're already over the hour. Do you think it would be a mount or to go with the Volpira, or is it just we don't know? I mean, obviously, we don't know what it is, but
I would say I'm not convinced the Volpira are going to be a playable class yet. And if they have a reward mount, I'm not sold that the reward mount for the Volpira are going to be the Alpacas. I don't know if they're going to be a rideable mount at all yet, but because it could be a druid form, could be a battle pet class or a, you know, something, or a hex. So I'm not sold on that, but where else would the Alpacas appear from? Who else uses them?
Honestly, Volpira is the only ones I can think of in the game that made use of them. Like, the Alpacas literally just showed up this week, or this expansion, so.
Do you think it would be a Pandaria scenario where, because my biggest reason I don't think the Volpira are going to be a playable class is that they will not assign them to a single faction.
I think it will, 100% honest, if they end up being a faction-based thing and not a Pandaren, I think they're going to go Horde.
Yes, I would agree.
I would rather they go Alliance. Not because they play Alliance, because you get they're using the Goblin Skeleton. It makes more sense to get the Goblin Skeleton over onto the Horde side. That's how they would do it. But they are Horde-based in the Horde zone, and they deal with them more than the Alliance do when they do their stuff. So I would say probably Horde if they get it. So who do the Alliance get?
So what you need is you need your Forsaken wearing Day of the Dead gear riding their Festive Alpaca.
That would be something.
That'd be something.
I don't know if that's something I would want, but that would be something.
Maybe if you PvP killed a Horde that was riding on an Alpaca, you could loot a sweater. Just saying.
I don't know. My only issue is if it's not a Pandaren situation where it's either side with the Volpira, who's going to be the other side's new race to go with it? Because they got to do something amazing.
What if it's a hunter pet?
That is possible. I didn't even think of that.
Because I'm looking at the encrypted sound files here. Mm-hmm. Alpaca aggro, Alpaca attack crit, Alpaca attack, Alpaca death.
Yeah.
Aggro,
it might be. Crit. I mean, can't they be pets already?
I don't know.
I don't play hunters, really. I've got a hunter, but I don't know. It's fun to guess, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if they can't be a hunter pet, they're going to be a hunter pet. If they can be a hunter pet, then they're going to be a mount. Whether or not they're attached to the Volpira is another story.
It probably will be. I mean, I don't think it's going to be. That's the most logical, or as far as, you know what I mean? I tend to not want to say, oh, it's that obvious. Maybe it is.
Sometimes the obvious is the obvious. Sometimes the obvious is a distraction. Speaking of distractions, Galf, how do people get a hold of you, and do you have any shout-outs?
Yes. I do have a shout-out, two of them. One is to Sir Elton John. I've seen you in concert before. I've enjoyed your music for decades. Hope you enjoy retirement when you get around to it. And the second one is to the raid teams. a hell of a job this week. Everyone that I'm on a raid team with is on Conclave, and really did a good job getting up to Conclave this week. So, you know, it's the first, we pretty much iced the hell out of this expansion's raids right up until this point, and now it's work time. So good on them for getting down to it and you know, keeping going strong when the going gets tough. As far as getting a hold of me, Galvanid Online is my Twitter handle, and you can catch me streaming 4 times a week plus here at twitch.tv/Galvanid. How about you, Draven? How do people get a hold of you?
Easiest way to get a hold of me is over on the Twitter at Draven Dresden. Just be civil. That's all I really ask. There's a few topics that I'm not going to talk to you about, but overall, as long as you're polite and civil with me, I will have a conversation back and forth. Like, I was defending, I don't remember what it was, and I can't, like, something I couldn't stand. And on the screen, I know you're in Discord, you're looking at me, but on the screen, you're looking away from me. There you go. I was defending something that I couldn't stand, simply because, oh, I remember now, with Diablo Immortal. I was defending Diablo, I was actually defending Diablo Immortal with someone back when BlizzCon happened, simply because people were being polite with me. I was like, I don't want to play it, I have no interest in it, but this does not mean other things aren't happening, blah, 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 blah. And as long as they stay polite, we had a nice day-long, not literally all day, but we did it back and forth for about a day total over a few days. And it was fine. So as long as you're civil or polite, I can debate just about any side of anything as long as I can understand the point of view. But, yeah, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. As for shout-outs, I've got a couple this week. First and foremost, my shout out is going to be to the D&D teams that deal with me every week or whenever we get together. Namely, Barf, Silver, Iggy, Torards, Carrie, and Zeph for dealing with me being a first time DM and not understanding what fight balance means. In all fairness, my point, though, they were bragging, we're not taking any damage, we're gods, even at this low level. Fine, I will up their health, up their armor, up their damage. And to be fair, so far, all it's done is slow them down. They still don't, other than that freaking fireball, they really haven't taken a whole lot of damage anyway. So it just, combat takes a little while because I gave him probably too much HP, to be honest. So I'll have to go and fix some of the other fights because I can't change the one that we're in because people will see. The other shout-out I'm going to give is going to be a little strange, but it's still going to be D&D related.
Fizbin?
Huh?
Fizbin? Shout-out to Fizbin?
No.
The master of the fireball?
No.
Oh.
It's actually going to be, I won't say strange, but it's going to be different for the show anyway. For Critical Role this week, they released their live show from last month. That was tons of fun. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but if you're interested in Critical Role, especially Campaign 1, go watch it. It's great. It's amazing. It's over on YouTube. And then they continue their new campaign on Thursday, so that I'm always enjoying those. And they definitely provide much needed distractions from, you know, real life stuff. So
excellent.
Yay. Things I do have to make mention of, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/podcastepicfail. If you want to donate $1 a month, $2 a month, $5, etc. and so forth, feel free. I did change up a little bit of the reward system because some of the stuff that was there was no longer applicable. So got rid of the stuff that wasn't applicable, put in the new stuff a little bit, updated it a little bit, you know, that all that fun stuff. Twitch has been nice enough to give affiliates, which we are, extra free plug for Euro's stream there. Anyway, Twitch has been nice enough to give affiliates, provided they have enough subs, extra emote slots. We don't currently meet the requirements for it. That's fine. But if we get enough subs, you know, you get more emote slots. So yay.
Yeah, you guys should share the podcast. And I think the other thing is, if you have topics or things that you would said, my God, I'd really like to see, you know, hey, this interests me about these Blizzard games, and you want Epic Fail to cover it, you know, mention it in our Discord channel here. Well, it's really Draven's party, but you know what I'm saying. Cause
bit.ly/EpicFailDiscord.
Yes.
Yeah, as long as it's not something trolly, we'll try to get to it. There are some exceptions. If we can't go into the amount of detail that would be needed, we might not be able to. I know Alessandro likes giving us a lot of StarCraft stuff from time to time.
Right. You know. I mean, we still hit some of those highlights.
Yeah, we try. We try sometimes. Just sometimes it's like she's giving us stuff when she's the main reason we would cover StarCraft in the first place.
Yeah, she's pretty much the go-to for
StarCraft. Yeah, if you have any StarCraft questions, talk to Alessander. She'll get you covered. And all that lovely, lovely StarCraft bug juice.
You just got raided.
Where the... Dwarf?
I think... Did we just get raided by a Euro? Because I'm seeing us... I'm seeing the very meta of us on his stream.
Hi.
Thank you, people watching your Epic Fail podcast.
I'm having a good time.
Sorry, we'll wrap it up soon. Yeah. You'll be able to get back to your gathering storm loveliness with your Amaro. It's fun getting raided, though.
Yeah. One last thing I do have to mention, the opening theme song is from bensound.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. TLDR version of that is... Give them credit, use their stuff, everybody happy. So with that, I believe that would be a podcast show, something known as a show.
Nice.
So I guess I should ask Galv here, do you have any last words?
Draven's got a pocket full of ponies.